We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The throw to the plate. Late. Ozzie on his way to third. And the Braves get an insurance run.
That was a big one right there. Made the score 4-2. And that was your final. That was Chip Carey on Fox Sports Southeast with another thrilling call and just a terrific play-by-play man, friend of the program. And yes, another win for our Braves, baby. 4-2 over the dreaded, hated, nasty Nationals from Washington. And Sean Newcomb was brilliant again. And John, look, I was a little worried last night, okay? Mm-hmm. You have the terrible start at Fenway. Okay, that's fine. You shrug it off. It's Fenway. It's the American League. It's a great batting lineup. You couldn't find the strike zone. Okay, you've been a bad bleep all year. I'm cool. First inning, I was like, oh, no, what's going on? But, John, after that, he got it going and just mowed him down. Seven innings, as you mentioned. And you asked the question, is he our ace? And I want to dive into that a little bit because he is looking like an ace. Now, we need to connect the dots a lot more. We're in May, for crying out loud. Actually, June 1st. Whoa, I got to pay child support.
That's like, all right. We got like, paid like today, right, and my check's already gone.
I got to pay child support.
Mortgage,
but,
car payment.
But, John, we are here on June 1st, okay? Mm-hmm. So we got a long way to go with Newcomb, sure. But let's talk about this ace thing.
Here's the thing. This is a guy that's right now 6-1 with a 2.73 RA, 64 strikeouts. Now, Julio Teheran is our number one starter, by meaning he was the guy that started opening day. And Julio has pitched really well. We chronicled lately he's lowered the ERA from up in the 10s to it's like 4.01 now, and he's starting to pitch better at home. I know he had the one bad start against Miami. But you also can look at Mike Fultonevich. And you start to look at what Fulte's been doing this year, and he'll pitch tonight against Steven Strasburg in what should be a nice, quick mark, 2-hour and 32-minute game, which means I just jinxed it. It's going to be 4 hours and 45 minutes, and MO's going to get a lot of overtime. But what you've found now is three really quality guys at the top of your rotation. Now, Newcomb, to me, looks like the guy that might have the longest sustainability. Fulte, we've seen stretches of this before. A year ago, he had like two great months, and then he fell off the table in August and September. Julio Teheran, a couple of years ago, had a great season, and then he fell off the year afterwards. I'm looking at Newcomb go, the way his mental makeup is, the way that he pitches, this could be a guy moving forward that goes to the top of this rotation.
I really like this conversation. Let's break it down. McCarthy out, fifth starter, whatever. So we're talking about the three guys, Teheran, Fulte, and Newcomb. Well, we can take Julio Teheran out of the ace conversation. Yes, he was our opening day starter, but he was because he's just higher in the pecking order. John, he's a third starter, a fourth starter on a nasty rotation. But he's a third starter. He's not a fifth starter. I don't think he's one or two either.
See, I think he can be a very good number two. Mm. I think he can be. And he's shown in the past he can be.
Well, when you consider, you know, what Washington has with Scherzer and Strasburg.
Sure.
That's what I'm talking about. You consider what, you know, Chicago had with Lester and with Arrieta. That's what I'm talking about. That's how you win a championship.
But how many teams truly have that? You think the Yankees wouldn't love to have Julio Teheran as the number two?
I don't believe he would be the number two for the Yankees.
Severino and ain't Sonny Gray. It's not CC Sabathia. I'm trying to think who their other starters are at this
You've
point.
You've got Tanaka, the running Herman out there a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe he would be the number two up there. But if I'm a Yankee fan, I'm like, yeah, we're beating Boston. We're beating the Indians with Julio Teheran. I'm not, especially in the American League, where your runners, you know, where your walks and hits per inning go up, your ERA goes up. It's much more difficult to pitch.
So if I were to make a kind of middle-of-the-road declaration with Julio Teheran, I think he's between a two and a three. Is that fair to say?
I'm fine with that, but he's more three to me. You know, when you think about, you know, Boston with Porcello and Sale, I'm talking about two nasty pitchers. Mm-hmm. And Julio Teheran is not that consistently nasty. We get it from time to time. Again, like, I don't think I'm dissing Julio Teheran, saying to me, if you want to be World Series good, he slots in at about three or four. Now, Sean Newcomb and Mike Fultonevich, John, and Fulte to me – could be like a two. I don't see him ever in his career being the number one guy. I don't ever see him being Max Scherzer or Clayton Kershaw or one of these guys. I see him as a really, really good starter. 15 wins, approaching 200 strikeouts, just a really solid guy. Not unlike Gio Gonzalez of the Washington Nationals, who year after year gives you 15, 16 wins, an ERA in the threes. He's that guy to me. Now let's get to Sean Newcomb. Sean Newcomb was traded for and brought in to be an ace. You don't trade Justin Upton in this huge deal that they made if you don't think that this guy has ace stuff. And these are the metrics that I look at, John. First of all, he's huge, 6'5", 255. I love lefties, and he throws hard. He's got great location, and you look at the numbers. Okay, in the minor leagues, let's throw away his first year in rookie ball. 2015, 238 ERA, had 168 Ks in 136 innings. That's the stuff of an ace. 2016, 386 ERA as he went up to double A that year, 152 Ks in 140 innings. 2017, he comes back a few starts before getting called up by the Braves, had a 297 ERA and 74 Ks in 57 innings. This is the stuff of an ace. You go back to college, his final year at Hartford University. That's where Sean Newcomb played his college ball. He had a 1.25 ERA his junior year at Hartford, University of Hartford, and then he went to the draft and became an Angel and all that. This is the track record and the metrics of an ace. So, John, to your point, and I need to see more, right? It's only we've only seen 2 months, but Sean Newcomb is our ace right now.
Last 10 starts for Mike Fultonevich, he's only had one game where he's given up more than two earned runs. Only once, and that was against San Francisco. I think that was a Saturday afternoon start. They lose 9-4 in that game, if I remember correctly. 1-1-0-0 his last four starts. One against Miami, okay, that's fine. Then it's the Cubs, the Phillies, and Boston, those last two on the road. So Fulty is dealing, and here's where Fultonevich has the potential to be an ace because he can be a strikeout guy. And when I normally think top of the rotation guy, and I know Maddux wasn't a huge strikeout guy, but he could make you look silly.
He was the exception to the rule.
But most of the guys towards the top of rotation have the ability to be 10 strikeout guys on a night-in, night-out basis. He can be that. The only thing that's missing for Fulty for me is getting into depth of games. And a lot of that because the pitch count tends to be up in the hundreds. If I can get him, and his last start, he goes seven. The start before that, six. I need seven out of Mike Fultonevich, and that's what's going to put him up near the top. But I love the fact that two of the young guys, we talked about at the beginning of the year, what two of these young guys, maybe three of these young guys, can fit in this rotation and be rock solid. And Newcomb and Fultonevich right now are rock solid. Whether they're two, three, one, wherever you want to slot them in the rotation, those two guys have been absolute stoppers this year.
Well, and we talk about Fulty. He's first-round pick, John. He was 19th overall by the Houston Astros back in 2010. You're supposed to be this good, right? You're a first-round pick. In the major, how many rounds are in the Major League Draft? 75?
Yeah, 122.
Something insane. If you're a first-round pick in the Major League Draft, you're a complete stud. And so, look, John, let's talk about, let's frame it this way. To me, Newcomb and Fulty have, I want to say this about Newcomb. Newcomb, to me, has like Cy Young ability, Cy Young upside. Fultonevich might, but Fultonevich has all-star upside. Newcomb certainly does. And Julio Teheran has been an all-star. If we were in a playoff series, John, and hopefully we are, let's say you're in the five-gamer, okay? I'm going Newcomb, Fulty, Teheran, and I'm probably bringing Newcomb back on short rest in game four if necessary. So that's how I stack our rotation. Right now, I feel the best about Sean Newcomb. I know I know he's going to deal for me. I know Fulty's going to deal for me. And I have a pretty good idea that Julio Teheran's going to deal for me, but that's why he'd be third.
Real quick update on Ronald Acuna. AJC had a good article out talking about his recovery.
Do you agree with that, by the way?
What's that?
If we were in a playoff series, would you stack it the same way?
I would as well. You know what? Unless we start on the road. Start on the road, I have no problem with Teheran pitching game one. Because then you're looking at game three back at SunTrust Park. I'd prefer to have him game one on the road. Again, if you're starting at home, then you probably go Sean Newcomb in that scenario. Brian Snitker said a couple of things about Ronald Acuna in this article from the AJC. He said, literally, it's day-to-day how he feels. I think he's doing really good, but it's not. I don't think there's a target date for him to get out there and run the bases. It's literally when he comes in, how's he feeling, tests out and everything, just getting treatment. He goes on to say he's 20 years old. He's going to heal quick and probably want to get it after it before it's ready. I'm sure if you ask him, he'd tell you I could go out there and play right now, but they're going to be careful, get rid of all the pain, and make sure everything's tightened up and solid. They'll check on him every day. He's eligible to come off the DL on June the 8th, although in this article it says they're not sure that he'll be off the DL on June the 8th.
Thank you for reading. I can tell you right now he ain't going to be activated on June the 8th. And the part of that Snicker quote that he said before he's ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Acuna is going to want to get back, but Snicker said we got to hold him back. We don't want him going out there before he's ready. Ready for what? Ready to come back from a sprained knee. That's what he needs to be ready to come back from, John. And that tells me that this is a 2 to 4 week injury, a 3 to 5 week injury. God forbid a 4 to 6 week injury. But he's not day to day. That's what the headline says. Ronald Acuna is week to week right now. And Mark Owens just got in my ear with a nice little nugget about Mike Soroka. Mo, get on the microphone here real quick.
He's making a rehab start with the Rome Braves tonight. If everything goes well and he feels good, shoulder inflammation is what it is, then he's only going to do one start with Rome, then jump back in the lineup with the Atlanta.
Really?
Oh, nice.
He'd be the fifth starter again. That's outstanding news. Now, that is good news because we're talking about a 20-year-old's throwing shoulder, and the fact that he's making a rehab start tonight tells me he's feeling good and they're ready to air him out and see if he's ready for prime time with the Braves. That's great news.
Not much going right in my fantasy league with the Kia guys from Carriage Kia. I'm in second to last place. It's nobody's hitting. But I picked up Sean Newcomb at the very beginning of the year, and it's a keeper league. So I now have a starting pitcher that's keepable moving forward.
He's on both my fantasy teams. Yeah. I've got Foltynewicz as well. I'm just loving these guys, man. I mean, I can't wait to watch Foltynewicz tonight against Strasburg.
Me neither. Like I said, 2-hour game. You better get in and watch it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.